expand on this growth through purpose theme that you guys are running this year. What's behind that?
Well, listen, credit unions, they've always been the best deal in town.
Indeed.
That we lead with rates, we talk about all of our lending products, that we don't have fees.
Mm-hmm.
But why do we have low rates and low fees?
Yeah.
And why is that an important story?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And part of it is the value behind making that choice, mm-hmm. as a movement,
mm-hmm.
to be not-for-profit and to give members a really great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget as an industry about, well, I think we think about it internally, what people helping people is.
Yeah, yeah.
But our members are not as knowledgeable about this.
Right, we're in the silo, so to speak. We
yeah.
know what it's all about, but consumers in general,
they don't.
Are kind
and
of...
what I'm concerned with is that I see banks telling that story a lot, that they're including financial literacy programs within their digital experience.
Mm-hmm,
their
mm-hmm.
Bank of America partners with Khan Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
They pretend that they are people helping people. And credit unions don't leverage this part of themselves that
mm-hmm.
has been magical for them
mm-hmm.
for the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, purpose is a big trend right now, and we've been very cool. We've been on that trend for 100+ years. This should be our secret sauce that helps us really gain new members. So at Co-op, we're exploring, what does people helping people mean in 2016?
I like that.
How do you take purpose
mm-hmm.
and have it lead to growth for your credit
mm-hmm.
union,
mm-hmm.
especially
mm-hmm.
in the midst of one of the biggest revolutions on the digital side. We're in the middle of this digital revolution.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do we analyze digital and technical transformation
mm-hmm.
along with purpose and mash those things up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've been thinking about.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, it kind of boils down to telling the credit union story in quick, simplistic terms that resonates really well, really quickly.
I want to correct you on that.
Please do.
It's less about telling our story and
okay.
and more about living our story.
Okay.
And having our members understand who we are through what we do.
Gotcha.
So that's more about what Co-op's thinking about in
okay.
our we have huge scale. We're able to roll things out across 3,500 financial institutions. 50 to 60 million members, give or take,
yeah,
the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
How can we leverage that scale to help to roll out products and services that will help credit unions demonstrate their mission?
Mm-hmm,
so can
mm-hmm.
we layer on things like charitable donations at
mm-hmm.
the ATM to help credit unions to demonstrate their mission? Can we help create a more collaborative environment to help create a think tank to help solve more problems
mm-hmm,
for members?
Mm-hmm.
Can we create more financial Slack for members, help them manage their money more,
okay,
use digital
okay.
tools to make that possible?
Gotcha.
So we're thinking about a lot of those things within traditional retail channels
mm-hmm.
like ATMs and branches and debit card services and mobile banking.
And now's the time to do it, because credit unions are experiencing quite a nice little upswing here.
Absolutely.
And now's not the time to rest on your laurels. When you're experiencing good times like this, it's time to put your foot on the accelerator.
Absolutely.
And floor it. Okay.
Absolutely. We need to keep, I don't know what we're at, 112 million members,
something like that.
Which is, it is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. The one thing that I personally feel passionate about is that credit unions should not compete with each other. They should collaborate with each
yep,
other.
Yep.
Banks see that our community is our killer app. And I think we need to find ways to leverage that
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Solve problems together, because we can be bigger. We're small, which makes us nimble,
mm-hmm.
but we're big because we share.
Exactly.
And collaborate.
No other industry is like that. All right, let's switch gears about this. Your OpenIDO partner?
OpenIDO.
Yeah, what is this all about? Let's hear about this.
Well, we are always thinking about innovation within credit unions.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I think I serve on a board of a credit union, and I'm seeing all of the regulation and the constraints that puts on the credit
union. Oh my gosh, yeah.
All of the worries about security and fraud and keeping transactions safe. And what I think is interesting is that that is so top of mind for credit unions that leadership within our movement struggles with, all right, but as I'm kind of focusing on fear and risk, how do I open my mind to problem solving and creativity and innovation? And those two things living together, they're kind of at odds with each other.
So we are
being thoughtful about that, and we are being thoughtful about being myopic within our own industry. So we sometimes don't come up, we think through a lot of things, but part of what was born from our Think Conference is looking outside of our industry for innovation.
So,
a couple years ago, we partnered, or we've been doing the Think Prize for several years to, as an innovation platform to generate new ideas that
cool
will
contest.
Solve problems for our members and to generate new interest in credit unions.
Right.
That was great, and we had great ideas, but we were finding that the ideas were a little bit myopic. So we decided, let's work with a design thinking firm called OpenIDEO. And last year we introduced our Think Prize. We did it as a challenge. How can we empower more communities to help those that need it most? And we had thousands of participants. We had more than 80 countries submit submit entries, and it was this amazing kind of virtual hackathon to come up with where credit unions should be going next.
That's so awesome.
The challenge with it, though, is that we had a lot of outside people saying this is what financial services should do or should be, but we didn't have a ton of credit union participation. So we met up with OpenIDEO again, and we said, okay, how can we solve this problem?
Yeah.
How do we bring outside thinking and inside thinking together? And COF's all about connection and collaboration. So how can we do this to solve bigger problems for our members and to get to learn new processes around innovation, to learn new ways of thinking, and to really break that? These are big challenges. So how do we break down this idea of integrating our purpose in a digital world, in a transactional world. And so we're partnering, MasterCard and Co-op are partnering with IDEO and their startup OpenIDEO to create a platform to allow credit unions to engage together to solve problems.
I love it. About time. Well done.
So where it is... It is in the process of being built. So I'm not here today to say, and now you will go to this this platform. We are co-creating it with a cohort of credit union leaders from a variety of credit unions throughout the country. They are working together in a one-on-one environment with OpenIDEO, and they're helping to build a train-the-trainer program with tools on human-centered design that will live on a platform where credit unions can collaborate with each other and with others outside of the movement to help solve problems
in our industry. Even better. Yeah, so important to look outside of your silo, so to speak, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where all the cool ideas come from. And then you bring it back and adapt it, adopt it, whatever you want
iterate,
to do with it.
Iterate.
There you
but
go.
What's interesting, too, is, you know, as you think through... You know, we're so focused on regulation and security and kind of the things we want to make sure are we hold tight to make sure that our credit unions stay successful and we see all this doubt these credit unions going away that we're not growing as an industry, we're consolidating
right.
As we're thinking about this constriction, it doesn't give us that time or that space or the to look outside and to think, to get new innovation. So this platform is really teaching our industry how to think through innovation from the premier design thinking firm in the world
that
partners with Silicon Valley companies and everyday corporate entities and nonprofits to make the world a better place. So
bringing top level thinking.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a little outside our comfort zone, but it's been really
That's how you grow.
It's been really fun.
All right, wrap-up question here, and it segues into what you were saying, your Think Conference, which is coming up pretty darn soon. It'll be here before you
Two
know
months.
It. 2 months. Yeah, I know.
2 months.
You got through with this, and then, you know, out of the frying pan into the fire, so to speak. So, and I assume you'll be talking about OpenIDO extensively at Think and amongst other things?
Yes. So this, the same experience that we're having here at GAC about what does people helping people mean in 2016 and how do you find the intersection of innovation and our purpose, our mission, that is what we're breaking down at Think. And we have some incredible speakers coming. We have a couple surprises still yet to be announced, but we are breaking, what we're not gonna see this year, speaker. This is going to be an experience where we will understand how should we look at what our members need. There's so much technology coming our way.
Right.
It is dizzying. How do we know what we should be getting into? And so we're working with fantastic speakers who happen to be aligned with the credit union mission to say this is how you do that. And so the first day is really focusing on why we do what we do and how do we understand kind of that idea of what is people helping people mean in my credit union.
Right.
How do you then come up with new ideas to implement around that in day two? And day three is okay, now how do you get your operations and the rest of your organization and your culture to carry that through?
Gotcha.
Because a lot of times we will say, I've got a great idea, let's do this. And then you've got to bring along a whole board of directors of legacy thinking, and then an idea dies. Or you have a great new millennial thinkers that are new employees, like the Crashers group at GAC, that are so impassioned and want to be part of this movement. And they come to their credit union with a new idea, and it gets killed. You know, they say, "Oh, that's nice, but."
Yeah.
So we're really trying to say, how do we bring the minds and the cultures within our credit unions together to help make change?
I like that. Wow, that's going to be exciting. And it's going to be in San Diego.
Coronado, a beautiful, beautiful place.
Excellent. Which hotel in Coronado?
The Del.
My favorite hotel.
Yes.
That's our staycation location.
So I hope you'll be there.
I will be there with bells on. Yes, indeed.
Good.
With this thing in tow.
Good.
That'll be so much fun. I'm so excited.
I hope you all will be there.
Of course. Wouldn't miss it. So, Samantha, man, you guys are doing so much stuff. I mean, it's hard to kind of keep up, and it's hard to keep up with the technology and all that type of stuff. So it's just, you guys are doing some phenomenal work. And, you know, I was in jest saying your condominium complex, but it's a really cool booth.
Thank you.
I really like it.
Thank you.
You know, I like the concept and all that type of stuff. So,
well, we're focused on, you know, we're in a lot of things and busy because we're passionate about seeing credit unions
succeed. I like how
succeed
you're taking the deeper dive.
We need to be progressive, and it's a lot to take in. So how do we really break that down into smaller bites and be able to eat one slice of cake at a time instead of the whole cake?
Right.
That's what we're trying to make possible and scalable for credit unions.
I like the deeper dive you guys are taking. So I think this industry needs it. So
wonderful.
Very cool.
Thank
everybody,
you.
Samantha Paxson,
Hi,
Co-op
guys.
Financial Services. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.